Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Series of explosions hit a military academy in Afghanistan's capital, Kabul. That happened today, which has been the target of several insurgent attacks recently. On Sunday, Afghanistan held a day of national mourning, the day after insurgents used an explosives-laden ambulance to carry out a suicide attack, killing 103, leaving 235 wounded. Nazif Shirani is a Central Asia scholar at Indiana University.
One possibility is that for the first time, I think under this president, maybe there is pressure on, more pressure, direct pressure on Pakistan, and that Pakistanis are cornered and they're using their proxies, essentially the Taliban, to send messages to the United States.
President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's lies and deceit, as he put it, in the fight against terrorism, with the U.S. suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in security assistance. Yemen's President Ahmed bin Daeger is accused in southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden, killing there at least 10, leaving 86 wounded, some of them civilians. It broke out when President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi ignored separatist demands to fire Daeger for corruption. Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered the detention of three men pending an investigation into an attack on former anti-corruption watch chief Hisham Genna. Genna had been working on an election for a former military chief of staff who could oppose President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in the March election. This is VOA News. Russian opposition leader